Okay, page 918. We started last week Parshas Maaseh. We didn't finish all the discussions about these journeys yet, but we discussed a few important points. Number one, the word Maaseh is plural. Like the Baal Shem Tov said, even though going out of Egypt was really one journey, so the Baal Shem Tov said that a Jew is constantly going out of Mitzrayim. And we discussed last week at great length. You have your nature, your Mitzrayim, you go out of Mitzrayim, you have to constantly go out of Mitzrayim. So going out of Mitzrayim represents the birth of the Jew. When you come to the 42nd journey on the other side of the Yarden, refers to after a person passes away, and he goes on the other side of the Jordan, meaning he goes to Gan Eden. So this is basically the entire scope of a person's life. And a person has to constantly be going. In fact, the commentaries ask, Chassidus asks the question also. Seemingly, if you think about it, the Torah wants to tell us where the Jews camped, not where they traveled. Right? What was the main thing? Vayisavayachno, they camped. So the Torah basically is not telling us that they traveled. The Torah is telling us where they camped. So the commentary that it should say Elo Chanuyeh Bnei Yisrael. These are the campings of the Jews. The Torah wants to tell us the place where the Jews camped. Right? And as we said last week, that most of the journeys took place for like 40 years. They went maybe 20 places. Because otherwise, a bunch of them were at the beginning, a bunch of them were at the end. For 20 years, the Jews basically, I mean, for 40 years, 38 years, the Jews traveled 20 places. So the Torah wants to tell us where the kindness of Hashem, that He didn't make us wander the whole time in the desert. But the question is, these should be called chanuyes, the campings of the Jew. So the explanation is, the purpose is not camping. The purpose is traveling. In order to travel, you need sometimes to rest. Sometimes you need to rest. But the goal of a Jew is not to stop and rest. The goal of a Jew is to travel. And therefore the Torah is calling this whole journey bit, Maaseh, the journeys of the Jew, to emphasize, yes, they camped in the 42 places, but that's not the purpose. The purpose is to constantly travel, to go from one level to the next. There's another thing that I just discussed with the Rebbe, explains it, but there's a Klei Yakar that has three interpretations of this thing. In the second pasuk it says, "V'yichtev Meishes Meitzoeim L'maseim." Meishe Rabbeinu wrote their goings according to their journeys, and then the pasuk concludes reversing the order, "Eila Maseihem L'Meitzoeim." These are their journeys for their going out. So first the Torah says, Motzoehem l'maaseihem, and then the Torah concludes Eila maaseihem l'motzoehem. Why is the Torah reversing the order? So we learned last week the way the Rebbe explains it in the Maimonim is that motzoehem refers to the source where it came out of. Okay, motzoehem means the origin of the journeys. That refers to the neshama coming from above. The neshama journeys down here. Okay, so first you have motzoehem, the neshama coming down from its source, from, you know, up there in Gan Eden, and then the neshama is coming down in its journeys of life. The eila maaseihem, what is the purpose of the journeys? L'motzoehem, to go back to the original place where you came from. And like we discussed last week, not to the same place you went to, but to a place higher than you were before. Because otherwise, like we learned, if you go down to only go up to the same place, like the analogy, if you knock down a house to put up the same exact house, why did you bother knocking it down? The only reason you knock something down anytime you have a yerida is for the sake of aliyah. Right? The same thing in business. When you invest money in a business, practically speaking, you're losing money. Correct, you're losing money, you're putting in money, you're losing it. The purpose of investing money is to make money. But if I invest $100 and make $100, I'm not running a business. Like the Gemara says, there's a Gemara that says, you buy it for $100, sell it for $100, that's called a businessman. If you invest $100, it's to be able to make $200.
or more.
So the same thing, the neshama is coming down from mitzoehem into maaseihem, but it's not for the sake of going back to the same place you were before, because then what do you gain by it? So it says, Eila maaseihem, what is the purpose of the journeys? The mitzoehem, to go back where they were before, but yet even in a higher level. That's one interpretation that Chassidus says. The Balaturim, the Klei Yochid says three interpretations over here, what he says. He says, sometimes we find in Chumash, in these 42 journeys, the Jews went backwards. Some of the journeys, when you learn in Chumash, they traveled forward, and then a few journeys later, they went backwards. So they kept going and back. That's why the 40 years of the desert, they were going and moving back a little bit and moving. Like it says, Rashi brings down that after Aaron died, the Jews went back. You know, when he speaks about the death of Aaron. So it says the Jews went back, and then the Canaanites started up with them. The whole thing that we learned before in Chumash. So it says like this. Sometimes, like he says, in Devarim it says, Vanefam Vanisa Midbara, because they had to go backwards because they sinned. They went 8 journeys backwards. In the middle of the 42, they went back 8 journeys. So he says, what does this mean?
To a separate
place? No, it's a different place. But they went away from Eretz Yisrael instead of going closer to Eretz Yisrael. Because they sinned, so Hashem made them go back. Not to the same place, but further away from Eretz Yisrael. So he says, this is what it means. Sometimes it's motzoeihem lemaaseihem. Sometimes he went out from the original place traveling. And sometimes when the Jews sinned, it went maaseihem lemotzoeihem, they went backwards. So he said that's why sometimes the pasuk says this way, and then the pasuk says this way, because the bottom line was they went forwards and backwards. So therefore it says two things. Second one, he says like this. If you see coming up in this pasuk, look in pasuk Gimel. Okay, in Pasuk Gimel it says, "Vayisum Meramseis." This pasuk we didn't even learn. Okay, but just look at this pasuk. "Vayisum Meramseis." They traveled from Ramses b'Chedesh Arishin in the first month, which is Nisan. B'Chamish Asiyem l'Chedesh Arishin, the 15th day of the first month, meaning Pesach. Mimachar Sapesach, the day after the Korban Pesach. Yatzu b'nei Yisrael b'Yad Rama. Okay, they went b'Yad Rama. Le'enei kol Yisrael. Okay, now, look in Pasuk Hey. It says again, Vayisu b'nei Yisrael me Ramses. It just said they went to Ramses. Right? And another interesting thing he points out, in Pasuk Gimel, it doesn't say Vayisu b'nei Yisrael me Ramses. He says, they left Ramses. Then in Pasuk Hey it says, Vayisu b'nei Yisrael me Ramses. That the Jews left Ramses. Right? So two things. The pasuk repeating itself. One time it says the Jews, and so one time it doesn't. Okay? So he explains like this. The Klei Yochid says, based on the Medrash, he says like this. The Erev Rav, that means, you know, the tag-alongs, the Egyptians that tagged along with the Jews, they left in the middle of the night. They ran out of Egypt. They ran out of Egypt. And you see a beautiful concept in the middle, the way Klei Yochid connects it. The Jews, it says, they went Mimachar Sapesach. The day afterwards. So he says like this. The Klei Yochid goes with an opinion in Chumash that it says, when it says Ha'am, it does not refer to the Jews. It refers to the Erev Rav. If you turn back in Chumash...
The Erev Rav including Jews?
No. Turn back to Parshas B'Shalach. You'll see something remarkable. Turn back to 366. Page 366, yeah? Look at the wording of the psukim. Vehi b'shach palei asam. And Paris sent out the nation. Kiyama ben Yinochim ha'am, again the nation. Okay? Again, in Pasuk Yud Ches. Vayasiv alokim es ha'am, the nation. And then it says, Vachamushim olu b'nei Yisro mi'aretz Mitzrayim. Okay? Three times the Torah calls it ha'am, ha'am, ha'am. Okay? And then it says, V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael me'aretz Mitzrayim. Why all of a sudden is there a change between ha'am and b'nei Yisrael? Okay, now, turn the page, and 368, look in Pasuk Hei. V'yugad l'melech Mitzrayim, kivarach ha'am. Not kivarach b'nei Yisrael. Kivarach ha'am. The nation ran away. Yeah, so the Klei Yakov says, 1 minute, there's something going on here. The Torah calls it ha'am, ha'am, ha'am. And then it says, v'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael. And then the pasuk says, Pari was told that the ha'am ran away. And right away he sent his guys and he started going for war. So he says like this. Ha'am doesn't refer to the Jews. Ha'am refers to the Eid of Rav. The Egyptians attacked along with the Jews. That Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu said, God, let me take him. And Hashem said to him, Kishicheis Amcha, the nation you wanted to take out. Hashem told Moshe, don't take those guys out. They're troublemakers. Don't take out these tag along Egyptians. They're going to make trouble. They were the ones that made the eagle. When they complained about the meat, it said, Vayi ha'am kimisayinim. Ha'am, not just as the Jews were complaining. Where's the beef?
The Jews were killed.
1 minute. It says, ha'am. So the Klei Yakov goes with a shita, an opinion, that when it says in Chumash, ha'am, it doesn't refer to the Jews. It refers to the Eid of Rav, to the Tagalongs. So he says like this. When it says, v'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael, chamushim means armed. Rashi says 1 out of 5. Yeah? He says, the Klei Yakov explains, v'chamushim comes from the word Chumash. Once the Jews accepted Torah, then they became B'nai Yisrael. Then it's Olu B'nai Yisrael Me'aretz Mitzrayim. Then the Jews left Egypt. But the other times when it says Ha'am, it refers to the Eid of Rav. So the Klei Yakov says over here, coming back to our parsha now, he says like this. You know, Pari got up in the middle of the night and said, get out of here. Yeah? So it says, the Eid of Rav, they ran out right away. The Egyptians, they ran out right away. The Jews didn't go out until the next day. It says, Be'etzem Ayem Azeh. In the middle of the day, the Jews left Egypt. So the Klei Yakov says like this. At night, the Eid of Rav went out. During the day, the Jews went out. Therefore, he says like this. Vayugad lemelech Mitzrayim, in going back to Bishalach. Oh. Kivarach ha'am. Who is ha'am? The Eid of Rav. He says like this. Pari didn't care that the Jews left Egypt. The Eid of Rav, the Gemara says, was double the amount of people that the Jews had. You know how many Egyptians ran out of Egypt? So what did Pari get angry about? Vayugad lemelech Mitzrayim, kivarachom, that the Eid of Rav ran out because they ran out at night. This is the way the Klei Yakov learns. So he says like this. Therefore he says, when the Pasuk in Pasuk Gimel, Zavayisum Meramseis Bachedesh Arishin, that wasn't the B'nai Yisrael, that was the Eid of Rav. In Pasuk Hei, when it says, Vayisu B'nai Yisrael Meramseis, that refers to the Jews. There were two goings out of Egypt. There was the Eid of Rav and there were the Jews. So he says like this. So by them it says, Vayichtev Moshe es meitzaehem lemaaseihem al pi Hashem. He says that refers to the Jews. And therefore it says, Mitzoehem lema'aseihem. When the Jews left Egypt, they always looked up to God. Mitzoehem, where they came from. But the Eid of Ravi says, Eile ma'aseihem lema'aseihem. They just went out on their own. They didn't have anything to do with Hashem. It was only Moshe Rabbeinu's going out that they wanted. Okay? That's how he explains the difference. One refers to the Eid of Rav, and one refers to the Jews. Then he says a third interpretation. Why it switches from Maseim l'Metzoyim, Metzoyim l'Maseim. And he says like this. When the Jews left Egypt, it's supposed to be one trip, straight into Eretz Yisrael. That was the original plan. The Jews sinned, and therefore they didn't. So it says, Metzoyim l'Maseim. Hashem wanted to carry them out on Kanfei Neshorim, on eagle's wings, and bring them straight into Eretz Yisrael. But that's not what happened. So it says, Eile Maseim L'Meitzeim, they ended up traveling instead. So he said, this is the difference. So he explains one of three things. Either the first Pirush is why it says, because sometimes the Jews went frontwards traveling, sometimes they went backwards. So Matzayim L'Maseim means when they went frontwards, and sometimes they went backwards, Maseim L'Meitzeim. Secondly, he says, one refers to the Jews, one refers to the Eid of Rav. And the third thing he says, B'chlal, but the Jews were supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael right away.
Rabbi,
what? Yeah.
Where they ran
toward out of Egypt towards Eretz Yisrael. They knew the Jews were going to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu in Egypt, "I'm taking you." Well, Eretz Avos Chol V'Dvash. They knew. But the Eid of Rav, it wasn't for the sake of Kedusha. People like to be with those that are on top of the world. Correct? So that right now, the Jews are on top. Do you know what it is? Mitzrayim was the superpower of the world. The Jews destroyed them completely. Took all the money. Yeah, everything, yeah? All the sparks of Kedusha that we learned. So of course the Eid of Rav wanted to go out. What, they're going to be in a broken up country. So of course they wanted to go out with the Jews, but they didn't go out for the right reasons. And therefore they caused the Jews to sin in the eagle. And that's why Hashem said, Lech reid, to Moshe Rabbeinu, ki shicheis amcha. Hashem didn't say my nation. Hashem said, the Eid of Rav, that's your, Moshe Rabbeinu, it was your idea. It wasn't my idea. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu not to take him out. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, listen, these people want to become Jewish, we should stop them. Right? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, you want to take them? Fine, take them. But then when they caused the eagle to happen, Vayar ha'am kiveshish Moshe leredes min ha'ar, the Am saw that Moshe Rabbeinu delayed coming down to the mountain. Again, the same Eid of Am, the Eid of Rav. They were the ones that made all the trouble. So the Kliyaker learns, anytime it says a Chumash Ha'am, it refers to the Eid of Rav.
So,
the problem was, the Jews followed the Eid of Rav.
Did anything good come out of Eid of Rav? Anything good come out of
that? Yeah, because of the Eagle, we got the second set of Luchas.
He must have seen something in them.
Yeah, got the Luchas.
But we still have Rav today, no?
Huh? In personal, we got a Erev Rav.
So, first of all, Jews, they went out at 12 o'clock at that time.
Ba'etzem Ayim Ezer.
Ba'etzem, what was it? They went
there. Rashi says in Chumash, three places it says Ba'etzem Ayim Ezer. One by the Teva. So, Ba'etzem Ayim Ezer, Bon Noyach. Ubanav, into the Teva. Because the people, Rashi says, the people said, we're not going to let him go into the Teva. So Hashem said, you'll see, in the middle of the day, not sneaking at night. In the middle of the day, he went.
So what happened at 12 o'clock at night?
That's when Bacchus Becheiros happened. That's when Pari woke up and said, get out.
And took him down
long. Well,
yeah, okay, fine.
Why Jews take long?
Fine, what? So what?
What do you think, it started now?
So why the Jews were killed?
But the Jews were part of it. They joined them.
Yeah,
and then Be'etzem Ayim as in Nimal Avram, right? At the end, Parshas Lech Lecha, it's a Be'etzem Eyem Azeh. In the middle of the day, he did the bris, because people were making fun of him. We're not going to let you do a bris, a 99-year-old man. We're going to let you do. So Hashem said, Be'etzem Eyem Azeh. And then by Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's a Be'etzem Eyem Azeh. It means, in, Rashi says, in the middle of the day, in broad daylight, when nobody can say they snuck, the sun is shining, everybody can see what's going on, and that's the Jews left. To Rashi and Chumash,
no, no, no.
That's the Kli Yakish Shita in Bishalach and here.
Anybody else hold like that? I mean, that makes a lot of things.
It really makes a lot of things good. But that's what it was. So therefore, he explains this, that's the differences in the various different expressions of the psukim. Okay, let's get back to the inside. Okay, what?
So this Ha'am later became Jewish at Matan Torah.
They converted, but it wasn't for real. They'd have not converted it, Matan Torah, but they didn't mean it. Remember we spoke not long ago about Mrs. Shimshin, Dora, Mrs. Shimshin and Mrs. Shlomo HaMelech. Well, he had a lot of Mrs.'s. Delilah, depends if you saw the movie or not. No. Delilah. No. Samson and Delilah. Her name, Chum, in Tanakh, she's called Delilah. But, and Shlomo HaMelech, the Rambam writes, we mentioned this not long ago, the Rambam writes to Chas Hashom to say that Shimshon, who is Mashiach Hashem, should marry a Shiksa, and Shlomo HaMelech should marry 1,000 Shiksas. He says, Chas Hashom to think that. Remember we learned, didn't we discuss this not long ago? Hello? She got finals, so we have to review. The Rambam in Hilchos Asura Bia writes, it should not be Yal al Adas. Okay? That Shimshin and Shlomo HaMelech married Shiksas. Chas Hashom to say that. So what is the story? He says, there are certain times when the Jews are on top of the world, a lot of people wanted to convert for the wrong reasons. So the Beis Din HaGadol made a takana, we're not doing gaiters. That's it. No gaiters. Nevertheless, if a smaller Beis Din felt that the person wanted to convert properly, they did gaiters. In other words, the official policy was no gaiters, because they didn't mean it. They would have, because the people who were Jews were wealthy physically, spiritually, but this is great. Okay? So everybody wanted to be a Jew. So what happened? So Beis Din made a decree, a gzeira, that you can't convert. That was the general policy. If people went to a private Beis Din, they converted, the Beis Din accepted them. So the Rambam writes clearly that all of Shlomo HaMelech's wives converted. And the Beis Din, and all the Shimshon Delilah, that whole story, she converted Kalocha. The end, why does the Torah call them Noshim Nochrius? He says, why do you call them foreign women Shiksas? Because the end showed that they didn't mean the Gaiters properly. Because at the end, they wanted Shlomo HaMelech to sin. And it says, when it says in the Pasuk that the wives turned Shlomo HaMelech away to Avei Dezora, the Rambam writes, it doesn't mean Chas Hashom that Shlomo HaMelech worshipped Avei Dezora. What it means is, they persuaded him to, so they he didn't do it, but they consider it as if they did it, because they were persuading him to do it.
Beis Din made such a mistake?
Beis Din, whatever. They maintained the people meant it, and that's why they're Megayda. So I'm saying, even then, yeah. So the Eid of Rav was the same thing. They wanted. Now, Chassidus explains a whole different thing. Eid of Rav, in addition to the people that went out, the Eid of Rav was a nation that went out. But Eid of Rav means the spark, the 202 Rav, the Taruvis of Reish Beis, that the sparks of Kedusha that the Jews took out of Egypt when they left Egypt. The Rapach Nitzutzis, and they took out 202, leaving 86 sparks of Kedusha left. Huh?
It's a good thing.
Yeah, but gam eid of rav all the itam Kabbalah says eid of rav means the taruvis of reish beis of 202 sparks of kedusha that the Jews took out of Egypt when they went out, and that's why the halacha is the Gemara says in the Rambam Paskins that you're not allowed to live in Egypt unless if you were forced. Why? Because all the sparks of kedusha were taken out. So what's the work? A Jew has nothing to do there. The purpose of a Jew in a place is to elevate the sparks of Kedusha. Mitzrayim was elevated already. There's nothing left. But that's the Kabbalistic interpretation of Eid of Rav. But Eid of Rav was a nation of people that caused all the problems. No, so it says because of business, you can go back. Because business, new sparks come in from different places into Egypt that need to be elevated in Egypt. That's why it says in Aloha, you can't live there, but you can go there for business, whatever, because there's sparks in Kedusha that come in there that need to be taken out. Okay. So, Pasik Dalet. The Rambam writes on this Alpi Mamshali, was forced. In fact, the Rambam writes that himself in a letter. The Rambam writes that this, that he lived in Egypt because he was forced. The Mefarshim of the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, when the Rambam Paskins that you're not allowed to live in Egypt, so all the Kasimish and the Mishnah, all the Mefarshim the Rambam made, and this, that the Rambam himself lived there, was because he was forced by the government. He had no choice. Okay, Mitzrayim, Mekabrim, and the Egyptians were burying. Eitz HaShehik HaShem Kol Bechor, that Hashem killed all the firstborns, of Elekeim and their gods, also Hashem Shvatim, Hashem made inflicted punishments. So therefore, Hashem says the Egyptians were so busy burying their dead, they didn't have a chance to stop the Jews, so to speak. They were busy. Okay, so then the pasuk continues, it says like this. V'yisu b'nei Yisrael me'ramset v'yachnu b'sukkes, they went from Bnei Yisrael, they went from Ramset to Sukkes, v'yachnu b'sukkes, v'yachnu b'eitzen asher b'ksei amidvoy. By the way, there's a very interesting concept here. The pasuk is going to say later, "Al pi Hashem yachnu, al pi Hashem yisol." This is a very interesting concept. Even though the camping was for the sake of traveling, we discussed today at the beginning of the class. Why is it called masei if the main thing is the chanuyos, the camping, right? The Torah wants to tell us where they camped. So it should be called Eilu Chanuyos B'nei Yisrael, not Masi B'nei Yisrael. So the answer is, the purpose of the camping is to travel. You stop in order to go. But it's interesting. Even though the Pasuk says in Ba'alei Yischad, the Pasuk says it here again, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yisrael. There are certain times, the Pasuk says, they camped for a half a day. You know what it means? They camped for a half a day, the Levim had to rebuild the Mishkan. And then it came time for traveling. They had to go in, undo the Mishkan for half a day. Sometimes half a day. So the question is, like, what type of thing is that? So it says, because Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yisol, because it was Al Pi Hashem, then the camping is permanent and the travels are permanent. The fact that Hashem said stop, that itself makes it a permanency. The fact that Hashem says travel, that itself makes it a permanency. I give an example where the Rebbe uses this. There's a famous Avnei Nezer, Tshuva Avnei Nezer. The women wouldn't know what I'm talking about, but you know when you borrow somebody's tefillin, and sometimes the head is too big, you have to make the knot smaller or make it bigger. It's a Tshuva Avnei Nezer that you shouldn't do it. Why? Because the Torah said it has to be a knot. It has to be a kesher, ukshartum. If you're changing the knot, then it's not a permanent knot. So think, if I bow you a tefillin, I'm changing the knot, and then I'm going to change it back, so it's not a permanent knot. So the Avnei says the tshuva, you shouldn't do it. Many yachrein disagree with him. The Rebbe proves that not like the Avnei Nezer, the fact that it's a mitzvah, pi Hashem, that makes it a permanency. It's called Kesher Shokayama. even though it's for half an hour that you're davening, and then you're going to change it back. The fact that it's a mitzvah makes it permanent. The travels of the Jews, because al pi Hashem yachanu, val pi Hashem yisol, even though they were there for half an hour, I mean half a day or whatever, that made in itself made it permanent. My nafkamina, that the camping is a camping on a permanent basis. What does this mean? I'll tell you what it means. In practical life, very important lesson. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Me Hashem mitzadi gever kainanu." From Hashem, the footsteps of man are planned. Any place where a Jew goes is because Hashem wanted them to go there. It says, we learned this many times, a person is in the city where we are. Yeah. Why is a person in the city? Because this is where Hashem wants him to be. Why does Hashem want us to be here? Because here is where the part of the world that we need to fix, to elevate, to bring into Kedusha. How do I get here? Wait, how do I get here? So it says in says like this, Tzadikim, they know lechatchila where they need to go. They know where they need to go, and they go there. Normal people like us, we're not tzaddikim, we're not neviim, we're not. So Hashem gets us there by hook or by crook. What does it mean? Either this is where you have a job, this is where your family is, this is where this is, this is where that is. Hashem makes mesavev svivos. Hashem makes crazy things happen. The bottom line is you end up here. Yeah. A person needs to realize that even if they're in a place for a short while, because it's coming me Hashem mitzadei gever kenodo, the footsteps of man are planned. Every place where a Jew goes, he can't say, you know what, I'm only going to be here for half an hour, 5 minutes, therefore, it's nothing to do here. To give you a very simple, practical thing. Now, Hashem doesn't want us to get lost, so he made something called GPS. But pre-GPS, even with GPS, believe it or not, a person would get lost. You get lost, you take a wrong turn, or there's a detour in the road. Yeah, I'll give you another mushroom. You're going down the freeway, all of a sudden there's a detour. Yeah? And you say, oh my gosh, I got to go all the way around. Yeah? The fact, this is the way a Jew needs to look at life. Okay? I know you, if you learn Chassidus, you have the ability to, you're taught that this is the way you're supposed to look at life. The fact that I came to this detour at this particular moment and I had to go around is because in the going around, these footsteps are planned from Hashem that I have an avoda to do in this detour. Because if I didn't have an avoda in this detour, it wouldn't have been the detour when I had to go here at this particular time. That means, no, this is the proper way of what's called Ashkocha Pratis. It's a potik. Hashem is adi gavi kanana. The footsteps of man are planned from Hashem. The fact that you ended up by mistake, there's no mistakes by Hashem. The fact that you ended up by mistake in that corner, because Hashem needs you to do something to elevate that corner, and it could be there was never a Jew that said words of Torah on that corner, and you in the car need to say Chumash, Tehillim, whatever, by heart, to elevate that place that could have been never elevated. And the fact that Hashem put you there in that particular moment is because that's the place you need to elevate. That is what's called Al Pi Hashem Yachanu Val Pi Hashem Yisol. The life of a Jew, there is no coincidental drama, right? So whoever says things are mikra nikra, coincidental, the Rambam says not a believer. The Rambam says that's where all the punishments come on the Jewish people. The inyan of Ashkocha Pratis, Mashem Mitzadei Gavei Kanonu, is you go somewhere, even though it's temporary, I'm lost here for 5 minutes, there's a detour, I'm going back, in 3 minutes I'll be back. If you're lucky, if not an hour. But it means that because Hashem put you there. It's al pi Hashem yachna, al pi Hashem yisol. You have an aveda Hashem to do a mitzvah or something good or whatever in that particular time. I told you there's a story when the Rebbe used to have the Farbrengens on television. He used to put the Farbrengens on television in New York, the big Farbrengens. So one time, and they have a number that you're able to call, you know, because thousands and thousands of people watching on TV, basically, in their homes. This is before the online, the internet stuff. So this lady, I heard from the guy that answered the phone, it was a cousin of mine, told me that this lady calls up, she saw the Rebbe on television, and she said, that rabbi saved my life. What happened? She said like this, the following story. The Rebbe was coming back from the oil. She didn't know, but the Rebbe was coming back from the oil. And the Rebbe's car pulled up at a red light, and the lady was stopped at the same, you know, two lanes, so they both stopped at the same place and next to each other. And the Rebbe looked at the lady, and the Rebbe stared at the lady, and then the Rebbe closed the door button, locked it. So subconsciously, the lady also locked her button. And then the red light turned green and they left. So the lady said she got lost. And she ended up in a very bad neighborhood. And a bunch of people tried to come and open the car door to rob her. And because the car door was locked, they couldn't get in. And then she zoomed away and she was safe. But if the door would have been open, she, God forbid, would have been robbed or hurt or whatever. So she called to thank the Rebbe. So what happened? The Rebbe realized, I'm here, she's here. Okay, the Rebbe saw, I mean, you know, what the issue was. But there's something needed to be done. The Rebbetzin, she needed to go walking for health reasons. So one of the guys that took her in the house would drive the Rebbetzin to Coney Island, you know, on the boardwalk over there, she would go walking. So one time there was a detour. They ended up going a different way. The Pearl, they come and they're driving and they saw outside the house there were cop cars with a bunch of people standing and there was a whole commotion going on over there. And the Rebbetzin saw that some people were sitting on the stool crying outside the house. So the Rebbetzin told the driver to stop the car. Rebbetzin Chaim Moshko was to stop the car. She told him, go find out what's going on over there. What was going on over there? So it was a Russian couple, they found out there was a Russian couple being evicted from their apartment because they didn't pay rent. When the marshal came, mamish, they were being evicted. And that's the whole commotion that was going on over there. So the Rebbetzin said, find out how much rent she owes. So they said, they found out it was $3,000. The Rebbetzin on the spot wrote out a check for $3,000. And gave it to them and said, here's, pay the rent and don't evict them. So what was the moral of the story? There was a detour. If there wasn't a detour, that they wouldn't have seen these people. Right? The people would have been evicted. The Rebbetzin understood that because of the detour, she saw this thing happen. Hashem said, do something about it. Because if not, why was there a detour that you got, not lost, but, you know, you had to go around. The fact that Hashem made the detour, obviously the Rebbetzin, as the Rebbetzin said, there's something here. And then when she stopped the car and found out what it was, she said, okay, this is what my avayda, what I need to do. Instead, any step a person makes, so even in the journeys of the Jews, when it's al pi Hashem yachnu, al pi Hashem yisol, it's not only then. The Torah says, anywhere you go, you know, like the Bible says in Balayas, V'yesha yishiyah yoyimam ala mishkin yoyimah yomayim, one day, 2 days, it doesn't matter. Anytime a Jew travels anywhere, it's because that is al pi Hashem yachna, al pi Hashem yisa. We shouldn't think it's by ourselves. And therefore, every time it's an aveda. Huh? Hashem Mitzadi Gavir Kananu. Nun something, I don't know. I remember. Huh? Whatever. Okay, back to Chumash. Vayitzu me'eitzah v'yashav al-pi achirse al-pnei ba'al tzifayn v'yachnu l'fnei migdol, they camp before migdol v'yitzu me'eitzah v'yachir v'yavu tzachim ben mibara v'yelchu derech shleishis yom b'midbar eisam, they went 3 days and they camped in Mara. By the way, this 3 days, why is the Torah again mentioning the 3 days? In Parshas Bishalach, after Kriyas Yamsuf, he said the Jews traveled 3 days v'lei matzu mayim. There was no water. Finally, they found water when it was bitter. Moshe Rabbeinu threw a tree. Yeah. So it says, the Medrash learns from there, here. V'yuleinu kol adas b'nei Yisroel. Here. It said they came to Mara. They couldn't drink the water from Mara because it was bitter. So they started complaining. Jews, don't take long for them to complain. So the Pasuk said they went 3 days without Mayim. And they started complaining. So the Gemara learned, the Medrash says, that's why we have Kriyas HaTeira Monday and Thursday and Shabbos. Because what happened? The Jews went 3 days without Mayim, Ein Mayim Eloteira, and what happened? They start complaining. Because of that, Moshe Rabbeinu made a takana that Shabbos, Monday and Thursday, you read the Torah that you don't have 3 days without Teira. Because if there's 3 days without Teira, Jews get into trouble. Start complaining, Jews get into trouble, and that's what he's emphasizing here again. Vayelchu derech shleishis yomim b'midbar, that went 3 days. Okay. Vayisu mimara, vayove elema, vayelum shtemetzi, ein yismayim v'shivin tmarim, the 12 things of water, the 12 springs of water for the 12 tribes, the 70 day trees for the 70 elders, vayachnu shaman, they camped there. Okay, then it's a yitzim yam yachnu, yamsu yitzim yamsu, v'yikintimi besin, v'yovim v'yibesin, v'yachnu b'dafka. Oh, here's an interesting thing. The Baal HaTurim says, why is it called Midbar Sin? It's really Sinai. Why is it called Sin instead of Sinai? So he says like this. First, Midbar, he said originally the Midbar was called not Midbar Sinai. It was called Midbar Sin. Why did it become Sinai? The Yud Baal HaTurim says, Shen Teisiv Lo Yud, Keneged Yudibris. So first, that's why here the Torah calls it Midbar Sin. Later, they called it Midbar Sin, and they came back. But initially, the Baal HaTurim says, Betchila Nikra Midbar Sin, Ulebseif Nikra Sinai. The Yud was added because of the Yudibris. And he said, Sin Yomim Hayamei Shebahar. Which is complicated because Moshe Rabbeinu has seen 120 days, 3 times 40, and he says that's the gematria of sin. Samach Yud Nun is 120. 60, 10, and 50 is 70 and 50 is 120. So he says, Midbar Sin, why was it called sin? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was in Har Sinai for 120 days. 40, 40, and 40. No, he went 3 times 40. Okay, all the travels, okay, in Pasuk Yudal, there was no mayim for the nation to drink, they complained, of course, they went all these things, they came to Rishma, by the way, if you learn this in depth, these are all the various stages of life. Trust me, I can't tell you what they are. But every one of these names represent a different level of the stages in the journey of life. What?
The name of that level?
No.
Is this the name of the level of the person to be?
Like Rashi says, why was it called Risma? Because Lashon Hara of the Meraglim. You know, it's a... Torah has to be understood that it's a personal guide in life. Okay? The stories of Torah are not bedtime stories that you put your kids to bed with. You're supposed to, by the way. But stories in Torah, okay, is Torah. A quarter of Chumash, a quarter of the entire Chumash is stories. Let's make a simple calculation. The whole Chumash Bereishis is stories. There's a mitzvah of Bris Milah, which is again mentioned anyway in Parshas Tazria, and the mitzvah Gidanosha. Right? Not the hind quarter of the animal. Yeah? The whole Chumash Bereishis is stories. Shmeis Va'eda Bei B'Shalach is all stories. Okay? Most of Kisisa is stories. Okay? A lot of Chumash Bamidbar is stories. So, over more than a quarter of Chumash is stories. Just like Halacha tells the Jew how to live, how to conduct himself, this is the right way of the davening and learning and the mitzvahs and this and that. The stories in Torah are lessons of how to live. And in many respects, the lesson from the stories are more important than the lessons of the Halacha. Because it teaches you how to live, how tzaddikim lived, how... You know, that's the main thing. So every aspect of Torah, the Torah is just not mentioning things because the Torah is bored, you know, and it just wants to make Kriyas HaTorah longer for people to have more time to talk. The purpose is because we need to learn lessons from each one of these things, how to live like a Jew. Every day, every year, whenever it is. Zehu. That's what it's all about. Okay, let's just finish this up. The one for you, 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 the okay. Now, in Pasuk Lamed Ches, Vayal Aaron HaKoyen Al Hor HaHor, by the way, this is the only place where it says, not that Aaron passed away, that it says in Parshas Chukas. But here, it says how, when he died, by the way. He went up to Hor HaHor, Al Pi Hashem, based on Hashem, like Rashi explains, he died b'neshika. I'll explain what that means in a second. B'shnasu arboim l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim, the 40th year when the Jews left Egypt. When did he pass away? B'chedesh hachamishi b'echad l'chedesh. So the Torah says clearly, Aaron HaKoyen passed away Rosh Chedesh Menachemov. In Torah, there are no names of the months; it's all numbers. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, b'chedesh hachamishi. Of Be'echad L'Chedesh, Aaron HaKoyen died when he was, L'Chedesh of, and he was Ben Shalish Rasim Mashana B'Meshi Barahar. From here we learn, by the way, that Aaron was 3 years older than Meshia. Because he died the same year. Meshia Beno died at 120. Aaron died at 123. So from there we learn that Aaron was 3 years older than Meshia. And Miriam was 2 years older than Aaron. So Miriam was 5 years older than Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's why they died the same year. So Miriam died at 125, Aaron died at 123, and Moshe Rabbeinu passed away at 120. Now what does it mean, Al Pi Hashem? So Rashi says, Malamed Shemeiz Ben Ashika. He died Al Pi Hashem. Now, it's late, but just a few minutes to get there. God didn't go, mwah, God didn't give him a kiss, mwah, and that's not what happened. I promise you, that's not what happened. Aaron and Moshe and Miriam, by the way, it also died. It says Ben Ashika, but over there it doesn't say Al Pi Hashem because it's not nice for Hashem to say in the Chumash to say that Hashem kissed Miriam. Okay, when Aaron died, Al Pi Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I also wanted to die like that. So that's why Hashem told him, "Kshameis Aaron Achicha," like Aaron died, that's the way you're going to die. What does it mean, Beneshika? Again, we got to, like the Tzemach Tzedek says in the Maimir, when you learn Torah, you need Lahetzi Advarim Migashmiyusam. We need to remove it from this coarseness. It wasn't Hashem, mwah, okay, kissed Aaron goodbye. Aaron, Moshe, and Miriam's neshamas did not want to leave the body. They were so holy people in this world, they were accomplishing so much, the neshama didn't want to go up to Gan Eden. Like I said, Bakar Chata Chai, Bakar Chata Mes. They didn't want to die. How did Hashem get the neshama to leave? How did Hashem get the neshama to leave? Okay, Hashem could have forced it up, but that's not what Hashem wanted. What did Hashem do? Hashem revealed to that neshama such a great level of kedusha. The neshama left the body. It's a tremendously. What is the concept of a kiss? A kiss brings out a tremendous revelation of love. I'm not talking about the goyish kisses or the Jewish kiss. They don't mean anything. They kill you, kiss you, stab you, kill you. I'm not talking about that. Talk about the concept of a kiss is ponim keneged ponim, face to face. Face to face represents, in Torah, it represents a very great revelation of Kedusha. You have, sometimes it says, pal pa daber bay. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, mouth to mouth, I spoke to him. What does it mean, Hashem? Moshe, let me show me your face. And it didn't work like that. Pelpe means just when you speak to somebody face to face. Somebody you don't like, you look the other way. You throw it over the shoulder. Somebody you like, you face them, you talk to them, you look at them, you're face to face. Neshika is a pi Hashem, represents that Hashem revealed to their neshamas such a great level of kedusha that the neshama longed to go up to Gan Eden, so the neshama left the body. It doesn't mean Hashem went, mwah! Goodbye. Trust me, that's not what it means. I mean, it's ridiculous to think that's what it means, but that's not what it means.